Here's a question. Do dreadlocks belong in the Oscars? Well, on Monday's Academy Awards special of the show Fashion Police, co-host Juliana Rancic said most definitely not when she made these comments about actress Zendaya Coleman and her long, thick locks.
I love Zendaya's style, and I love when she has the little hair. She just had it. I think this, she's such a tiny frame that this hair, to me, overwhelms her. Like, I feel like she smells like patchouli oil. Or weed.
Yeah, maybe weed?
Okay. So, Fashion Police regularly skewers celebrity styles, but Rancic's comments drew immediate and passionate backlash over social media, not the least from Coleman herself, who tweeted, "To say that an 18-year-old young woman with locks must smell of patchouli oil or weed is not only a large stereotype, but outrageously offensive." Bert Ash is a professor of English and American Studies at the University of Richmond and author of the forthcoming book, Twisted, My Dreadlock Chronicles, and he joins us. And Professor Ash, tell me, what was your reaction when you heard those comments?
Well, I would have to say that I was saddened but not surprised. Dreadlocks is the sort of hairstyle that provokes comments, it provokes reactions, it provokes the sorts of stereotypes that Rancic unfortunately used. The idea that someone is bohemian is is attached to the style in one way or another.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the word bohemian, and that's interesting because Juliana Rancic took to Twitter to apologize to Zendaya, saying, you know, "Dear Zendaya, I'm sorry I offended you and others. I was referring to a bohemian chic look, had nothing to do with race, and never would." Now, Rancic might genuinely mean that, but, I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that there was no racial undertone, whether conscious or unconscious.
There's absolutely no question that there was some racial intent there, even if she didn't mean it explicitly. It goes back to when the Rastafarians first began, as early as the 1940s, and ganja, which what they called it, was how they financed their existence on the island. And that connection between weed, ganja, dreadlocks went all the way through reggae and reggae musicians, which is how most people in the United States first saw the hairstyle, and continues on today. It seems to be almost inextricably locked, if you will, to the hairstyle itself.
Now, I wonder if you could actually just take us back a little further and tell us about the history of the hairstyle itself. I mean, is it Rastafarian in its origin?
Well, one of the sections of Twisted is literally called Origins. And the reason I did that is because it goes so far back, the Sadhus and Celtics, and there were dreadlocks found in tombs in Egypt and other places. So if you want to talk about origins, we're going thousands and thousands of years.
Right.
If you're talking about recent origins, we're talking about the name dreadlocks itself. Rastas decided to call it that because they wanted to have a name for a hairstyle that was at least in part designed to separate them from what they called Babylon, the sort of ordinary Jamaican society of which they did not want to be a part. And it does, in a way, signal difference, a kind of stark difference in a way. What's fascinating, though, right now is that so many people are wearing the style.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because Zendaya actually also in a tweet wrote that her choice to wear her hair that way on Oscar night was a very conscious and political one, because she said, "My wearing my hair in locks on an Oscar red carpet was to showcase them in a positive light, to remind people of color that our hair is good enough." I mean, and this brings us right to the heart of a long, ongoing conversation about African-American hair and how people bring all sorts of preconceived notions to, you know, whatever style a black man or woman chooses to wear their hair.
They absolutely do. And the way I like to put it is, everyone looks at black hair in general, dreadlocks in particular. The thought bubbles on top of their head that they have when they're looking at black hair differs hugely, except that everyone thinks that they know what black hair means. And I mean that in terms of white people looking at black hair and other black people looking at black hair. The number of assumptions that I've been approached with are fascinating. I've had people throwing their fist in the air and saying, right on, brother, when they see me, or having people take me aside and say, wear them with pride. Or I've had people assume I'm someone who either sells weed or buys weed. I was walking down the street once in San Jose, and a complete and total stranger, an African-American woman, stopped me and said, you must like jazz.
Well, I mean, tell us a little bit more about that, because you wear your hair in dreads, right?
I do. I decided to grow dreadlocks on Monday morning, March 9th, 1998.
Well, I'm just curious. You remember the day that you decided to grow dreadlocks with such precision. I'm wondering, so why? What happened that made you say, this is how I want to wear my hair?
I wanted to go outside. I had always felt, in terms of the things that I was interested in and the things that I was attracted to, that I was more of a bohemian sort of sensibility. But everything about me screamed convention. So what I wanted to do was to lock my hair in a way that would allow me to try and balance what I felt like I was inside with what people could see outside.
Right. And Professor Ash, I wonder if you could just describe what your dreadlocks are like, because there are different ways of growing them or different styles of dreadlocks, aren't there?
There are different styles. And I'm reminded of a clip on Saturday Night Live just about a couple of months ago when Chris Rock was hosting. And one of the sketches was a panel where Kenan Thompson was hosting, and he announced to the panel that what would they think if Barack Obama grew dreadlocks? One of the people on the panel said,
you mean like clean style dreadlocks, right? Like Larry Fitzgerald?
No, no. I'm talking about three thick, dirty dreadlocks for his entire head.
And the panel just sort of went, ugh. And in a sense, what was happening in that moment was those are the poles. There's a kind of clean style dreadlocks, and there's a kind of thick, dirty dreadlocks. My dreadlocks are far closer to thick, dirty dreadlocks, but they're, well, clean. But they have more of the kind of natural, quote unquote, or roots style locks that are more provocative than the clean style dreadlocks. But I will tell you, those clean style dreadlocks are still going to place that person's head inside the cultural crosshairs that might have tripped Juliana Rancic's comments as well.
Right. You know, and we should note that Zendaya's hair on Oscar night, it wasn't actually her real hair, but dreadlock extensions that she put in deliberately to make a statement. So she did get a reaction, as we've been talking about.
She got her reaction. There's no question about that.
Let's get back, if we can, to what happened with Juliana Rancic when she made those comments about Zendaya Coleman's dreadlocks. Because it took, 24 hours of a backlash over social media. And then Juliana Rancic issued this apology. So let's listen.
I want to say to Zendaya and anyone else out there that I have hurt that I am so, so sincerely sorry. This really has been a learning experience for me. I've learned a lot today. And this incident has taught me to be a lot more aware of cliches and stereotypes, how much damage they can do.
So it seems like a very heartfelt apology from Juliana Rancic. But I wonder, you know, is that enough? Or is basically what happened here was, yet again, our eyes being open to how pervasive the stereotypes are about black hair and about dreadlocks?
I quite frankly am not sure how Juliana Rancic can do her job and not traffic in stereotypes in a certain way. Fashion police is sort of founded on those sorts of presumptions. So I don't know how well she would do it if she was able to take the apology that she did and actually put it into action on Fashion Police, mm-hmm. whatever it airs.
Well, Bert Ash is a professor of English and American Studies at the University of Richmond. He's also author of the upcoming book, Twisted, My Dreadlock Chronicles. Professor Ash, it's been really great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to be here.